From My Saddle, February 2021. Embrace the Lessons from 2020. Create the Life of Your Dreams by Karen Pickering, Northwest Horse Source Publisher. Christmas Eve found me sitting on my steps wondering what 2021 would bring. I was still hoping that the print magazine was a possibility, but it wasn't meant to be. We've now moved into a digital-only format. There are many exciting revisions with the online magazine, and it will be a year of discovering all the different ways to still read the Northwest Horse Source articles. I'm even more excited at the fact so many of our current advertisers stuck with us so we can produce the Northwest Horse Source. There are many reasons we are moving in this direction, but the bottom line is that it has to be worth it for you. Finding resources in one trustworthy place has value. So, my next move is to study what our online readership values most. I'm betting on community, relationships with other Northwest horse people, tips on horse care and training, and places to ride and show. I'm learning a great deal about Google and analyzing data. It breaks my heart to discontinue the print publication, but we will evolve. I'm amazed at the changes I've seen in 25 years. I love our Northwest Horse Source community. I enjoy the events and activities we offer and interacting with all of you. Whether a business or a personal connection, it's the relationships I value most. I've always had a heart for helping horse people find the information they need so they can enjoy their horses even more. I love providing information and products that focus on our Northwest horsemen and women. I want to share what I do to keep myself in a positive frame of mind. First, I work to nurture three basic areas of life: physical, mental, and spiritual. We need to take care of ourselves in order to help others and contribute to our community. I take time every morning to meditate, then write five things I'm thankful for in my gratitude journal, and I also write about how the previous day went and read a few devotions. These practices have sustained me through the challenges of 2020. I hope to really embrace the changes that are in front of me and be grateful for the lessons and challenges that keep me grounded. As we bring you this lifestyle issue, I implore you to be grateful for the horses and people in your life. As you plan your spring projects, please take time to read our cover story this month about a company that can help you start at the beginning of your project with groundwork preparation. As always, for more information on equine services, products, training, and wellness, visit www.nwhorsesource.com. This is Karen, and thanks for listening. Finally, I'll leave you with one thought. Old ways won't open new doors. Author unknown.